Mountain Edition.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 64 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
When he did so, that's one of the things that they discovered.
The former city clerk of Raceland has been arrested.
Police have released more details in the case of a missing Richmond woman.
The Lexington bar accused of over-serving a man who later crashed, killing a family.
A local park will benefit from the Refreshing the Finest initiative.
Widespread flu is leading to hospitals to take extra precautions.
In sports, Rowan County hosts Bath tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Showers likely tonight with a low around 51 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Kentucky State Police have arrested former Raceland City Clerk Rebecca Miller for allegedly embezzling upwards of $16,000 from the city coffers. The misuse of funds was discovered when newly elected mayor ordered an audit. KSP Post 14 Trooper David Borman talks about the investigation.
Basically, so what we found was that the it appears as though the city clerk, because right now she stands accused and not convicted, but evidence would suggest that she had access to a city credit card and that she used the card for personal expenses.
Miller was lodged in the Greenup County Detention Center after her arrest. The investigation is still ongoing and is being conducted by Detective Jeff Kelly with the Ashland KSP Post.
1 month after Richmond mother went missing, police are revealing new details about the night she disappeared. According to WKYT, police released surveillance pictures of Spurlock leaving the bar with three men. Investigators have talked to all three and learned she went to the Girard County home after being at the bar. Assistant Police Chief Rodney Richardson says Spurlock used her phone just hours before her disappearance.
We know for sure that the cell phone went out of service around 8:30 to 8:45 that morning. How it went out of service, we don't know. But we know that it did, and it hasn't been turned back on.
Police are still withholding some details about the Girard County investigation because it may jeopardize the case.
With many questions yet to be answered, Amanda Bailey's family is fundraising for funeral costs. WKYT reports the 26-year-old was with her ex-boyfriend on Monday last week when she went missing. On Thursday, a body later identified as Bailey was found in Madison County near Reba Lake. The cause of death is still unclear, and the Madison County Sheriff's Office said it could be weeks before it's determined. A toxicology report is currently in the works. The family has made a GoFundMe page to help cover funeral expenses.
An assault was reported on Eastern Kentucky University's property yesterday. WKYT reports a male reported being sexually assaulted by a stranger behind the Baptist Health Medical Center. The suspect is a white male in his 40s, over 6 feet tall, weighing between 240 and 275 pounds, with a black beard and goatee. The suspect was last seen wearing a shirt with Berea Wim on it, blue jeans and white shoes with green markings. Anyone with information is asked to call the EKU Police Department at 859-622-1111.
A Lexington police officer was taken to the hospital after responding to a burglary on Sunday evening. LEX 18 reports that police say they were ambushed by one man at the scene. One officer was hit in the face and treated for injuries at the hospital. Lieutenant Nathaniel Mueller was one of many officers called to the scene.
Biggest thought is to get there as quickly and safely as possible to be able to help the officer that needs the assistance. Our concern is for the officer and obviously to make sure that everybody else is safe at the scene as well.
Lieutenant Mueller says there were between 15...
The suspect, identified as Kevin Blankenship, is facing several charges, including assault on a police officer.
A Lexington bar is accused of over-serving a man, leading to a crash that killed a family of five. KNN's Haley Hansen reports.
Joey Bailey was more than three times over the legal limit when he crashed into another car on I-75 in Lexington. Bailey, as well as a couple and their three children, were killed. The family was driving home to Michigan from a vacation in Florida at the time of the crash. Police now say Horseshoe's Kentucky Grill and Saloon served Bailey alcohol, even though he came in already drunk. Horseshoe's Kentucky Grill and Saloon declined to comment. I'm Haley Hansen.
A tip led Louisville Metro Police to a teenager suspected of vandalizing a Hindu temple. Detectives say they've arrested a 17-year-old boy who broke into the Swaminarayan Temple on Bardstown Road last week thanks to a reported tip. The teen painted anti-Hindu messages on the walls, but it's unclear what the teen's motives were as he has no ties to the community or the temple. The teen cannot be charged with a hate crime at this time. Sergeant Russell Monfort says the crime tips are a big help and shouldn't be taken lightly.
I can't emphasize enough that the crime tip that came in led us to this juvenile. And no matter how big or how small the community thinks crime tips are, it's very important for any unit, any division to solve these crimes.
The community had gathered together on Sunday for a cleanup of the temple.
A man is behind bars after allegedly attacking a woman and trying to damage a police cruiser in Laurel County Saturday afternoon. According to WYMT, 44-year-old Marvin Hatfield attacked a woman at a home on Tim Bowman Drive. Hatfield was then taken into custody and tried to kick out the back windows of a police cruiser. Hatfield faces multiple charges, including assault, domestic violence, resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, menacing, fleeing, or evading police, and possession of marijuana.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies, and cookies, scones, braids, and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin announced the start of Phase 2 of the Refreshing the Finest initiative on Friday, alongside officials with Tourism, Arts and Heritage Cabinet, and Kentucky State Parks. The phase began in 2016 and invested $18 million in maintenance and operational improvements. Last year, lawmakers awarded an additional $20 million for projects such as replacing park lodge roofs and upgrading campground facilities. Carter Caves director Chris Perry says he's expecting to see some improvements to those facilities at Carter Caves.
Kind of glad they're seeing the importance of our campground and we'll sink some money into it. Because, you know, our campground designed in the 60s, but it's hard to maneuver some of these newer big campers into our campground. So I'm hoping to see some maybe additional pull-through sites and things like that that they're going to try to work on.
Officials said 133 projects started during the initial phase are almost done and have helped boost business, with parks seeing a $7.6 million revenue increase in 2018.
The University of Kentucky Healthcare Hospital has tightened their visitation policy due to the flu. WMKY's Grant Johnson has the story.
According to WKYT, precautionary measures are being put in place as the CDC says flu is widespread in Kentucky. UK Healthcare announced it's placing restrictions on inpatient hospital visits to help limit the spread of the flu. Visitors with any flu-like symptoms and those under the age of 12 should not visit. Hospital officials have also limited the number of visitors to two per patient. Additional restrictions may be in place in special care units such as women's and children's units, critical care, and oncologist units. And visitors may be issued masks or other protective clothing for use when visiting. UK Healthcare has reported 94 lab-confirmed cases, and 96 of those cases were in the past week. For WMKY News, I'm Grant Johnson.
Moorhead State University will be screening the drama Marshall in honor of Black History Month later this week. The film is based on an early trial in the career of Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. Corey Clark is the Minority Academic Service Coordinator at MSU. He says a discussion will be held after the film.
We will follow the film with a discussion for those interested who want to stay, because sometimes, you know, sometimes when you watch films like this, it can evoke, you know, some emotions and some thoughts. And so sometimes instead of, you know, some people take some time to process, but some people want to be able to have a discussion.
The screening takes place Wednesday, that's February 6th at 6:30 p.m. in Breckenridge Hall, room 002.
Martin County Sheriff's Office is cutting back on patrols and laying off employees. WYMT reports the office has faced months of financial problems following nearly $80,000 in cuts in 2018. Sheriff John Kirk says he'll have to lay off an office employee and a court security position. The public office will only be able to operate for half of a normal business day. Kirk will now have to move his only deputy to the day shift, leaving night shift with three state troopers roaming large areas of eastern Kentucky. Kirk apologized to citizens on Facebook. In January, newly elected Judge Executive Bill Davis told WYMT it would take time to solve the issue, blaming the problems on the loss of coal money in the region. No plan for the crisis is currently in place.
Advocates for the legalization of marijuana will gather in support of pro-cannabis legislation on Tuesday and Wednesday. WMKY's Haley Stidham has more.
State Representative Jason Neems is sponsoring a medical cannabis bill that allows doctors to recommend cannabis therapy as part of a patient's treatment regimen. According to LEX 18, there are four bills pertaining to the legalization of cannabis during the 2019 session of the Kentucky General Assembly. Other bills would allow responsible adult use of cannabis, decriminalize possession of up to an ounce of marijuana for personal use, and provide workplace protections for public employees who fail drug tests related to the use of legal industrial product, such as CBD. The rally will be held in the Capitol Rotunda. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
Taking a look at the weather tonight. Rain showers early, becoming a steady light rain overnight, lows around 52 degrees, chance of rain at 70%. Tuesday, cloudy with a few showers, highs around 59 degrees, chance of rain at 30%. Tuesday night, cloudy skies during the evening, followed by isolated thunderstorms overnight, lows around 51, chance of rain at 30%. Wednesday, periods of rain, thunder possible, highs around 63, chance of rain at 100%. Taking a look at some listening area temperatures, in Lexington, 59 degrees, in Inez, 66 degrees, and in Moorhead, it's currently 64 degrees.
On our feature segment today, melting snow, excessive rainfall, and water runoff have contributed to higher water levels along the Ohio River. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has the story.
Mason County Judge Executive Joseph Pfeffer wants residents to know there is nothing to be concerned about with the current rise in water.
This time, I think the water level wasn't near flood stage, but we were 45.6 when it started receding, and I think yesterday morning was already down to 45. It was up to 45.6 that night before. Naturally, you're going to get a little antsy.
Pfeffer says the water is nothing new for the community, which has seen record water levels in recent history.
We have, I think, seen more runoff, and especially that we've also experienced some different weather pattern than what we normally do. I mean, it's, third most rainfall year was 2018, I believe, in recorded history. So a lot of precipitation.
Pfeffer says why he believes changes in the area have caused the water to rise.
I think what we've experienced is with the amount of asphalt that's been added via the widening of the AA or the AA and retail development and shopping centers and the widening of the hill coming down into downtown Maysville, we have a lot more runoff than we used to.
As the environments change, so do the ways communities have to deal with the issues.
But, of course, the city is addressing it by adding a pump, more pumps for flood control and whatnot.
Working with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Pfeffer says attempts are being made to prevent future problems.
So now, of course, working closer with NRCS, the Natural Resource Conservation Services, especially on stream mitigation as far as clean out debris because that was causing some of our problems we had farther out in the county, was the fact that the culverts were becoming blocked and dammed up and then causing water issues because of that.
Pfeffer plans to continue working with the NRCS on projects to ensure the public safety. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
It's 4:45 and 63 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Monday afternoon. Cody Robinson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with six lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
The Vikings are hoping to take down Bath County tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Cody Robinson. Rowan County's basketball teams are back in action tonight. Friday night's scheduled doubleheader with Bath County was postponed until tonight, when the Viking teams will celebrate their senior players. The Lady Vikings are 16-6 going into the matchup with the 14-9 Lady Lions. Rowan head coach Matt Stokes says he was kind of glad to have a few extra days to prepare for this game.
You know, when he makes out a certain call, we know that they're coming to trap, and we got to make sure we have girls filling the right spots and going to the right positions like they're supposed to. And really, we focused the last few days on getting back to the way we played at the beginning of the year. I think our last couple games, we haven't played that way. We haven't been pushing the ball like we used to, you know, and we weren't attacking the other team's defense, even in the half court.
Tip-off for the girls' game is set for 6 p.m. The boys' game will follow. Rowan's guys are 20-2 on the season, while Bath County comes in at 11-14. Rowan head coach Scott Thacker says tonight's game is a district rival game and an EKC regular season game.
We've got four EKC games to play left on our schedule. We've got Bath tonight, East Carter on Thursday, Morgan County on Saturday, and then Fairview next Thursday. So, you know, we control our own destiny. If we can win three of the four of those, then we would be the regular season EKC champs.
Rowan's boys hit the road tomorrow to face off with Ashland Blazer. Taking a look at regional girls' high school action tonight, Fleming County hosts Bracken County. Fairview travels to Lewis County. Morgan County hosts Buckhorn. Raceland hosts Grace Christian out of Huntington, West Virginia. Rose Hill Christian hosts St. Joseph Central of Ironton, Ohio. And Russell travels to West Carter. In regional boys action tonight, Ashland Blazer hosts Spring Valley out of Huntington. Rose Hill Christian travels to Boyd. Elliott County hosts Menifee. All of those matchups are slated to tip off at 7:30 p.m. Led by a school record small bore effort, Morehead State Rifle finished the 2019 OVC Championships this weekend in second place with a 4,666 aggregate score, just 1 point short of the school overall record. It marks the second straight season the Eagles have finished in second place, a feat that had never been accomplished in program history prior to 2018. Junior Alexa Potts was named first team All-OVC in small bore, tied the school record for an air rifle individual score, and set the small bore individual prone score at the tournament. Murray State won its fourth consecutive title, but only by 19 points ahead of Morehead State. Senior Brandon Breyer was tabbed first team All-OVC in small bore and second team All-Conference in air rifle, while freshman Aaron Deal and Katie Fry earned spots on the OVC small bore all-newcomer team. Head coach Alan Joseph was voted by his peers as the league's co-coach of the year as well. Morehead State will compete its regular season the next two weekends, hosting Jacksonville State February 9th and shooting at Kentucky for the NCAA qualifier match on February 16th. The Morehead State women's golf team is back in action today. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
For the first time in program history, Morehead State Women's Golf will embark on match play, competing at the Mid-American Match Play Challenge. The two-day event hosted by Bowling Green tees off from Lakewood Ranch Golf and Country Club in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. The 12-team event features seven MAC programs while also featuring Florida Gulf Coast, Illinois State, Purdue Fort Wayne, and Western Illinois in addition to the Eagles. Morehead State returns to action after securing four top 10 finishes during the fall portion of their schedule, including a top 5 finish at the MSU Greenbrier Invitational last September. Redshirt sophomore Bridget Conley paced the Eagles with four top 15 individual finishes, including three top 10 finishes across the fall schedule. Junior Gypsy Hutchinson chipped in with two top 10s, pairing with Conley atop the team's lineup. The Eagles will play a total of four matches across the two-day event, with live stats available through GolfStat and updates available through @MSUEaglesLive on Twitter. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Tennessee remains at number one for the third straight week, and the top four are unchanged in the Associated Press's men's basketball poll. Losses by Michigan and Michigan State led to a shakeup in the rest of the top 10. The Volunteers received 48 of 64 first-place votes from a media panel in the poll released today. Number 2 Duke had 12 first-place votes, and number 3 Virginia, 4. Gonzaga and Kentucky rounded out the top 5. Michigan dropped 2 spots to number 7 after losing to Iowa. Michigan State fell 3 spots to number 9 following a loss to Indiana, which had its loss its previous 7 games. Number 5 Kentucky, number 6 Nevada, and number 8 North Carolina all moved up because of the losses. Number 25 Cincinnati moved into the AP Top 25 for the first time this season. And finally, this afternoon in sports, Rams quarterbacks coach Zach Taylor flew to Cincinnati with his agent early Monday morning to begin contract talks with the Bengals to become their next head coach. Taylor has already been assembling a staff to join him in Cincy, with Raiders quarterbacks coach Brian Callahan joining him as offensive coordinator and former NFL head coach Jack Del Rio a favorite to become his defensive coordinator. The 35-year-old coach was also hotly coveted by the Broncos and Cardinals, sources said, and would have had a strong opportunity to land those jobs, but was focused on the Bengals' opportunity. League sources said the Cardinals and Broncos were raving about their interviews with Taylor, but the Bengals have significant offensive talent in place compared to them, namely quarterback Andy Dalton. Prior to his stint with the Rams, Taylor previously coached at the University of Cincinnati. And that's your look at WMKY Sports. I'm Cody Robinson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at MSUEagles.com. Eagle basketball welcomes Tennessee State for an OVC doubleheader on Thursday. The women's game begins at 5:05 p.m., and the men's action tips off at 7:35. Tickets on sale from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at MSUEagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose, led by tech shares, as investors awaited key corporate earnings from companies such as Google parent Alphabet. And the Dow Industrials had a strong showing, finishing with a gain of 175.48 at 25,239.37. The S&P 500 was up 18.34 at 2724.87, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 83.67, finishing at 7347.54. Shares of Clorox rose 5.5% after the company posted a better-than-expected profit. Clorox reiterated its guidance for 2019 earnings and revenue. Cisco and Alexion Pharmaceuticals also reported stronger-than-forecast earnings. Cisco shares rose almost 5%. Alexion gained over 2% before turning around and trading 2% lower. So far, more than 47% of S&P 500 companies have reported, and of these, 68.5% have topped analyst expectations. After the close, Google parent Alphabet did report better-than-expected earnings and revenue. However, the stock was down about 2% in after-hours trading on disappointment on certain expenses that the company projected for 2019. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1% at $54.72 a barrel. Gold was down 0.4% at $1,316.50 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were pretty much unchanged as the stock 600 index edged up less than 0.1%. In the Far East, stocks were strong today, with the Nikkei average up 0.5% and the Shanghai Composite up 1.3%. Among Dow Industrial stocks, the best performers were two tech giants, Microsoft and Apple, while your worst performers were ExxonMobil and Pfizer. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Clorox and Raytheon, while the worst performers were Abiomed and Allergan. Train out of stocks of local interest. It was Dollar General up $1.60 at $116.64. CSX up $1.22 at $67.42. Marathon Petroleum up 44 cents at $65.91. Fifth Third Bank up 27 cents at $27.14. Anthem up 43 cents at $303.72. And UPS was up 50 cents, finishing at $106.59. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
Taking a final look at the weather tonight. Rain showers early, becoming a steady light rain overnight. Lows around 52 degrees. Chance of rain at 70%. Tuesday cloudy with a few showers. Highs around 59 degrees. Chance of rain at 30%. Tuesday night cloudy skies during the evening, followed by isolated thunderstorms overnight. Lows around 51. Chance of rain again at 30%. Wednesday, periods of rain, thunder possible. Highs around 63. Chance of rain at 100%. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures in Lexington, 59 degrees, Inez, 66 degrees, Ashland, 67, Paintsville, 67, Flemingsburg, 60, and in Moorhead, it's 63 degrees.
Taking a look at some events coming up in the region, MSU's Black History Month Film and Discussion Series will present Marshall at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February 6th. In Room 2 of Breckenridge Hall at Moorhead State University. The film is based on an early trial in the career of Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. The event is free and open to the public.
Dixie Bowling Lanes in Grayson will host a special bowling event for children with emotional, physical, or developmental challenges. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, February 9th, shoe rental, bowling, lunch, and t-shirts will be provided at no charge. Members of the Carter County Youth Leadership Development Program will be there to assist participants.
The Moorhead Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, February 12th in the conference room at the Rowan County Public Library. Individuals with mental illness or family and friends of people with mental illness are welcome to attend for support and education.
The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute will hold an open house and registration for spring classes from 1 to 2 p.m. on Thursday, February 14th at the Moorhead United Methodist Church located on West Main Street. Learn about upcoming classes, win door prizes, and enjoy refreshments.
The Department of Music, Theater, and Dance in the MSU School of Creative Arts will present the classic French comedy Tartuffe February 14th through the 22nd in the Caudle Little Theater inside Breckenridge Hall at Moorhead State University. Performance begins at 7:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday, February 17th. Tickets and information at 783-2170.
The Moorhead Lions Club is sponsoring a Master of Illusion magic show at 3 p.m. on Sunday, February 17th at the Moorhead Conference Center. Tickets are priced at $10 at the door and the community is invited. Proceeds will support the Moorhead Lions Club.
MSU's Black History Month Film and Discussion Series will present The Green Book at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, February 19th in Room 2 of Breckenridge Hall at Moorhead State University. The film is based on an African-American pianist on a tour of the South during the 1960s. The event is free and open to the public.
The Camden Carroll Library and the Eagle Diversity Education Center will host an African-American read-in from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, February 19th at Moorhead State University. Public readings of African-American writers will be presented. The event is free and open to the public.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Haley Stidham, Brian Courtney, Keneally Roberts, Tandy Wallingford, Grant Johnson, Cassidy Stearman, Logan Pemberton, Cody Robinson, Jack Cottle, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. KNN's Haley Hansen, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today comes from WMKY's own Nacogdoches Miller. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH and Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.